Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To California in September 2020, I learned from Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, Governor Newsom, very popular, very powerful, initiated a task force to look at the question of reparations, what is to be done for the African Americans living in California whose lives and families have been damaged by the legacy of slavery in the 19th century. That task force is now in train to deliver recommendations to the governor. Bill, a very good evening to you. As I understand it, the task force has responded in detail, and the report, where is it, Bill? And has the governor read it yet and responded? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No, the governor hasn't responded. Here's how the process works. This task force that Newsom created has until July 1st to send in a final report with its recommendations to the state legislature, John, which then has to decide what to do next. And then if they decide to act on it and turn it into a bill, then it goes to the governor, who'd have to decide whether or not to sign it or veto it. But I imagine that the governor and legislature would sit down together way before that and decide, what do we do now? And this is the problem. While we still don't know the final numbers here, what's been reported is that this would cost the state of California anywhere from $800 billion north, John. And we're talking about a state that already has a $32 billion deficit and growing. The state budget for a year in California, John, is a little under $300 billion a year. So just imagine the immensity of this. So there's no way the state could pay for it, number one, even though people say, wait a second, what about taxing the rich? No, the numbers just don't add up. So Newsom financially would have to figure out what to do. But then there's a political calculation here to do, and that has to do with both the Democrats' relation with the black vote in California and America, but also John Gavin Newsom's presidential prospects.
Yes, the Newsom prospects are the most fetching on this because he created the task force in the face of overwhelming grief after the death of Mr. Floyd. So the governor's looking to 2024. Now, the president has announced his reelection campaign. So there's a lot of what if here. However, the governor's a young man, and running in the 28 or 32 election is easily imaginable. What are his choices, Bill, to take up this report and act on it, to take up this report and reject it? What are other possibilities?
Well, I came up with a very cynical option in the column I wrote for the Hoover Institution. It's called California on Your Mind, if listeners want to look it up. The cynical approach is this, John, that the legislature and the governor come up with some sort of mathematical formula based on the report, and then they approve a bill, the governor signs it, and it doesn't go into law, John. Instead, it goes on the California ballot, November 2024, for voters to sign off. And here's where it gets cynical, John, because I don't think the thing has a snowball's chance of passing statewide. Why? First of all, I know people who've been polling this internally, and it shows about 25 to 30% support in California. Initiative politics, John, measures go down. They don't go up. So you're not going to go from 30 to 50. So it's not going to pass. And it would create a real political problem for Newsom in this regard, John, because Of the other minority groups in California, the blacks consist of about 6.5% of the California population. John, the Asian portion of the California population is about 14%. The Latino population, John, it's the largest segment of any in California. It's 40%. Now, a Latino voter in California, an Asian voter in California might think, wait a second, my people have been historically discriminated against as well. Where are my reparations? So I think they might not be so excited about voting for this. Some black voters may not want to vote for it, John, because what we think the reparations task force is going to do is just going to apply this to descendants of slavery and people who are in California before the turn of the century. So about 1/4 of California's black population will be cut out of this as well. So they may not want to vote for it. So that's why the cynic in me thinks the legislature and the governor will put it on the ballot knowing that the voters will scuttle it. In other words, they'll do their dirty work for them.
You mentioned the percentages of this or that group. However, the governor has to calculate on the basis of the Electoral College. And therefore, right, it would favor him to, in some fashion, endorse this report and identify himself as the not author, but sponsor of it. Correct, Bill?
Correct, John. And here's where the math gets interesting. I mentioned 6.5% of California state population is black. Anybody who wants to win the Democratic presidential nomination has to go through South Carolina, as Joe Biden showed in 2020. If you look at the Democratic electorate in South Carolina, John, the people who turn out in the primary, it's about 60% black. So Newsom does not want to head into that state with this blemish on his record. And this explains why he's put himself in a box when it comes to Dianne Feinstein. Not to get too far off track here, but he has promised that if Feinstein were to step down from her Senate seat, it expires next year, she's not going to run for re-election, he would appoint a black woman. So he is trying to cuddle up to the black vote, if you will, by showing that. But if he backs off reparations, then he has a problem. And again, John, this is why I very cynically think he and the legislature will find a way to get the people to vote it down.
Get the people to vote it down. It would be, it's challenging to me, Bill, to imagine that liberal California would vote against reparations. On the basis of what? I mean, all of a sudden, are we going to do cost accounting or something?
Well, let's qualify liberal California, John, here, because another aspect of what the task force is expected to recommend the legislature, John, is they want to do away with Proposition 209, which was passed in 1996, John, that added racial quotas and university admissions and public hiring. Well, there was a ballot measure on 2020, John, Proposition 16, which sought to undermine Prop 209. It was voted down. About 58% of Californians voted against that. Yes, very progressive Democratic California. Almost 60% of voters said no to bringing back affirmative action. So, again, this is the problematic aspect of Newsom signing off on this deal. It's just going to upset voters in all sorts of ways. So, again, it's a tricky topic, and don't think just because California is decidedly left of center almost all the way off the stage that it will go in favor for this. I think the politics are far more complicated.
I have read consistently that the dollar figure is the problem for everybody who comes to it. And the governor also mentioned it in his early response, something about it's not just about the money. Is there a way to finesse away from the money, Bill, to endorse all of the history in the task force?
Well, I think what Newsom could try to do, if they were serious, is they could try to take the report and maybe just try to take as much cash out of it as they could and maybe get into matters such as inner city development and so forth. That still costs money, though, John. You have to find a way to finance it. But if you've been following these hearings, keep in mind, John, there are two actually reparation tracks in California. There's the statewide commission. But meanwhile, the city of San Francisco is concerning its own reparations track as well. I've been watching those hearings very closely. Person, individual after individual who comes up to testify before that committee, John, they say one thing: give me the money. They want a check. They want cash. So I think it'd be very difficult for Newsom politically to explain to black Californians that, you know, you were promised maybe $1 million. Well, you're not going to get $1 million, but maybe you're going to build some better roads in your community. I just don't think that's going to fly.
The governor then has a problem that I don't at this point see that can be solved. And that is compounded by the Dianne Feinstein question. So does the governor have an out here? Is he forgiven errors like this? An earnest error, but certainly a politically vulnerable situation.
Well, again, I think the only sensible out for him, John, would be to put this on the ballot in 2024. But here it gets complicated again, John, because does that mean that Newsom will then go out and put his muscle behind it?
Yes.
It's one thing to say you support an issue, John, but it's another thing to take a lot of money. And Newsom, as we know, has a lot of money in his political action committee right now that he's spending in red states right now. But it's one thing for Newsom to say I support it, but another thing for him to put $10 million into a campaign trying to get it over the top. And there's a long, rich history of politicians on both sides of the aisle in California giving service to an initiative, but not actually putting muscle behind it.
What's the timeline? We have 15 seconds, Bill. Is it going to come to his desk soon?
No, it's going to go to the legislature by July 1st, and they're going to just chew on it, noodle on it. Keep in mind that their whole June is going to be tied up trying to figure out a way out of their budget deficit.
Right.
I think it'll just really kind of drag out until the end of the legislative session, then go to him. I get it again, I think, in the form of a ballot measure.
Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.